USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition and lift off.
And with that, a spy satellite is on its way into orbit after a successful SpaceX launch of a Falcon 9 rocket this morning from the Kennedy Space Center. If you're out driving around shopping, you're not alone. A new survey from the National Retail Federation shows more than 150 million people in the United States plan on shopping today, known as Super Saturday, which is the last Saturday before Christmas. USA Radio News caught up with this youngster at the mall who explains why he's out shopping on one of the busiest days of the year.
Because I put everything off to the final minute. The malls were very busy, very packed.
If you haven't started your shopping, no worries, as Christmas is 6 days away. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to work on a coronavirus relief package. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons on when he expects a vote.
I think we will finally pass this package on Monday or Tuesday here in the Senate. We're here this weekend to vote on more judges, but we frankly should be closing this deal and delivering billions of dollars of assistance to Americans who are facing eviction, hunger, joblessness, and homelessness.
Senator Coons speaking there on MSNBC. Distribution of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine is getting underway this weekend after FDA approval.
Distribution of Moderna vaccine has already begun. Moderna has moved vaccine from their fill-finish manufacturing sites to McKesson, who will serve as the central distributor.
General Gus Perna, COO of Operation Warp Speed, speaking during a Pentagon briefing on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A boy from Texas hit the jackpot on YouTube. From the Florida USA Radio News Bureau, here's Mike Fortier with the details.
9-year-old Ryan Cagey made more money on YouTube last year than anyone else in the world.
Welcome to Ryan's World!
According to Forbes, Cagey made almost $30 million through his channel Ryan's World. He does toy reviews and DIY science experiments.
We're gonna make a baking show on a Christmas tree!
He's not the youngest high earner through YouTube, though. A 6-year-old Russian girl named Nastya made the list, coming in at number 7. Cagey was also the top YouTube earner last year, and he even has his own toy line.
Black Lives Matter disrupted West Dallas, Wisconsin's Candy Cane Lane, which is a fundraiser for childhood cancer. The group violating traffic rules and shouting expletives at families along the block. What is Candy Cane Lane? It's a neighborhood Christmas lights display set up in West Dallas, which is a suburb just outside of Milwaukee. It's been around since 1984 and has been a way to raise money for childhood cancer. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.